Support for Here and Now comes from BetterHelp, committed to supporting mental health through therapy. Clients are matched with one of 25,000 therapists and can communicate via video, chat, or phone at betterhelp.com/public.
On his first day in office, President Biden rescinded a Trump-era travel ban that severely restricted the number of immigrants from several majority Muslim countries. Immigration advocates applauded the move, but there are still thousands of people waiting to be reunited with their family members in the U.S. Carmel Dalshad from member station WAMU reports.
Dana Harvey's love story with her fiancé began with a trip to Lebanon in early 2016. The 38-year-old Syrian-American optometrist flew to the country to provide aid to Syrian refugees. It's there she met Mishal Hammoud, the Syrian field coordinator for an NGO in the camps. They kept in touch after she came back to Virginia.
The next several months, our relationship kind of morphed into something more than just kind of work-related.
The couple got engaged in April 2017, months after the Trump administration began to severely tighten immigration from several majority Muslim countries, including Syria, Iran, Yemen, and Sudan. The administration said Trump's executive order was a matter of national security, so Harbi thought they wouldn't be affected.
We had nothing to hide. We still have nothing to hide. We're, you know, just trying to start our lives together under one roof in one country.
The couple applied for a fiancé visa in December 2017 to bring Hammoud to the U.S., and they remained optimistic it'd be approved. But 3 years later, Hammoud is still in Lebanon. The visa application is still pending, and the stress of a long-distance relationship is taking a toll on Harbi.
So I did start seeing a therapist. I was diagnosed with depression, anxiety, and severe stress. And so it's hard.
Harbi says she was relieved after Biden won the presidency and rescinded the travel ban on day one. But even though the travel restrictions have been lifted, there's still 4 years' worth of immigration backlogs the government will have to sort through, and thousands of people who've been kept apart, like Harbi and Hammoud.
And I really can't wait for him to be here, to be given the opportunity to come here, to prove to everyone who prevented him from coming or who was scared, he's only going to make wherever he ends up being a better place.
Harbi hopes Biden's immigration changes will mean she and her fiancé can finally be together permanently in America, and for him to be here for the birth of their first child due in April. If they're not reunited in time, Harbi plans on going to Lebanon after she and the baby are cleared to travel.
Most people have already started or are starting to plan their nurseries and things like that, and I am kind of in limbo because, you know, do I buy a crib if I end up going back to Lebanon and spending 6 months to a year there? Do I really even need to invest in, you know, creating a nursery here?
These are all questions that keep Harbi up at night. And they're ones Madiha Ahusain with the civil rights group Muslim Advocates hears all too often.
People have been unable to attend birthdays, graduations, weddings, funerals. This is just the normal milestones or life occasions and events that we tend to want to be at for our family members. The reality for so many people has been that they were not able to do that.
While Ahusain applauds Biden's move to rescind the travel ban, she says there's still a lot of work ahead.
Yes, that is no longer law, but countless families have already been impacted by this. So we have to undo what was done. And that doesn't just happen overnight because, you know, there are agencies involved, there are processes involved.
This four-year pileup of work is one reason why Ahusain and other immigration advocates are pushing for Congress to pass the No Ban Act, which would bar any future administrations from implementing similarly broad immigration bans.
So that as a country, we don't have to worry about a discriminatory ban like this again, and that people who are going to hopefully be reunited very soon with their families, they're not ever going to have this question lingering, well, will this happen again?
Mona is an Iranian-American who lives in Maryland. She was 3 months pregnant when the travel ban became law in 2017. She declined to give her last name for fear of reprisal, as she now tries to bring her mother to the U.S. She wanted her mother to join her years ago, but says she didn't bother applying, knowing the travel ban was in place.
So all my hopes for her to be with me, or I be with her, like, kind of basically was faded away.
So Mona gave birth to her first child without her mother by her side.
It still makes me emotional that I knew that my mom couldn't be with me. Like, it was, I think, hard for both of us.
Mona's father died in Iran last year. She says the separation in his final hours made his loss twice as painful. Mona finally applied for a visa for her mom in January 2020, hoping to get a waiver for her to come to the U.S. Just last month, her application was approved. Mona knows there's still a lot of paperwork to get through before they're reunited. But she's optimistic for the road ahead.
We can't wait for that day to be together again.
She says she can't wait to wrap her arms tight around her mom and feel her embrace.
There are like many days that I said that I just want to stay with my mom, just hug her and like put my head on her legs and sleep. That's the only thing that I want.
For Here and Now, I'm Carmel Dalshad.